Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a bunch of you have Christmas candy that you still probably haven't completely eaten. And if so, that's pretty good. I do. I have been very good to 5 days out from after Christmas, still have candy that I haven't eaten. I'm trying to diet, doing as good a job as I can. And I love dark chocolate. Especially Hershey's. Hershey's Special Dark. You know how they have those little miniatures? I remember as a treat, and it was a rarity because they were expensive. Chocolate was expensive. My father would bring some home, and they would have the little bitty ones, and you could eat. My father liked the good year. I guess they have the peanuts. I don't like peanuts. He liked those. One of my siblings liked the crackle one, and I liked either the regular or the dark. And the dark chocolate, it just has that tang to it. It's amazing. Well, some recent research has discussed that some of these dark chocolates may have toxic metals. And now a man in New York is suing Hershey's, alleging that they continue to market products containing harmful levels of these metals. The metals in question are lead and cadmium. Nassau County resident Christopher Lazzaro filed a proposed class action lawsuit on Wednesday, saying he would not have purchased the company's dark chocolate bars if it had disclosed the metal contents on its labels. He is seeking $5 million damages, including at least $500 per transaction under New York law. The bars in question are the Lily's Extra Dark Chocolate 70% Cocoa, Lily's Extreme Dark Chocolate 85% Cocoa. Now, I don't like it when it's that much. Like, you know how Ghirardelli's may have a 70% and you're like, this doesn't even taste like chocolate. This tastes like a brick. No, thank you. But dark cocoa, or cocoa that hasn't been mixed with all the milk and sugar to the degree that milk chocolate does have some health benefits. So you have many individuals looking for dark chocolate, because they're trying to get their sugar fix as well as being healthy. This suit was filed a couple weeks after a recent probe found that dark chocolate bars from 28 different brands, like Hershey's, Ghirardelli, Lindt, Dove, Godiva, Trader Joe's, contain levels of the metals cadmium or lead. So Lazzaro said excess metal levels would turn off reasonable consumers because they pose a serious risk. So 23 of the bars listed in the probe by Consumer Reports, who's a watchdog, they said 82% of them had lead levels up to 2.5 times above and cadmium levels up to 3 times higher than I guess what would be allowed. Cadmium is a natural element found in soil. It is absorbed by the roots of the plant and ends up in cocoa beans. Lead per daily mail contaminates the beans through the environment, possibly when it's blown by wind in the surrounding areas as the beans dry in the open. I know once somebody, shows me what cocoa plants look like, I'm like, okay, this looks nothing like the bar where you open up the candy bar and then there's that foil wrap and then it makes a chip sound when you break off a piece. And, oh, my gosh, I love candy bars. I don't eat a lot of them, but, wow, they're yummy. So they say there is no national limit per the FDA on lead and cadmium chocolate bars. Consistent exposure, however, to these heavy metals do pose threats to your kidney, your brain, bone, lung, and especially with kids. We have found lead, which is why we've removed lead pencils and lead paint, because it could affect their IQ, has been linked to hyperactivity. So dark chocolate, you know, it's something that has been touted to be healthy because of the blood pressure effects, the antioxidants, the flavonoids, or the flavanols. In fact, some studies have shown that eating dark chocolate can improve your alertness. A 100-gram-sized bar has as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. People will be using chocolate to make themselves happier. I say it's because of the serotonin. The chocolate might give you a little bit of a serotonin bump. It is very temporary, though. But some people will eat their chocolate every day. And I maybe that's why I'm always in a good mood. I'm rarely in a bad mood. And it's because I try to get some chocolate in every day. Yep. I don't try to get Brussels sprouts. But so what was found in what? So according to Daily Mail, the Green and Black's organic dark chocolate, the 70% cocoa, there was 43% over a limit they used for lead, 81% for cadmium, which is a lot. Lily's had much less cadmium, but still had lead. Theo had lead and a lot of cadmium, 89% over the limit. Trader Joe's, their dark chocolate, Lover's Chocolate, had 129% over their limit of cadmium. Hershey's, Who, Lindt, Godiva. So, you know, what I recommend is this. We are exposed to heavy metals. We're exposed to arsenic. We're exposed to benzene. We're exposed to a whole bunch of things. And we're exposed with our soaps, with our plastic. When you drink water from your water bottle, there's chemicals in that. There's chemicals in the food. When your food is cooked in a certain pan, there's metals that can be getting into that pan. That's why there's been some debate that maybe copper might be the healthiest. But you can get the Teflon. You can get metals in your food. So we have to go at this, not by being paranoid to be metal-free. We won't be metal-free. But what we do need to do is try to diminish additional. Now, I like candy. I like candy bars, but they really shouldn't be eaten every day. We don't have scientific studies saying you need to consume a lot of this chocolate. And much of the, I think the special dark is only 30% dark chocolate of Hershey's. It's not going to be like the 70% Ghirardelli ones. So my recommendation is, you know, just keep your eyes open. Understand that a lot of what we're eating has crap in it, and just try to eat less of it. 1-877-DOCTOR. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I keep seeing these headlines, vaccine misinformation is driving the measles outbreak. Now, you know there's a measles outbreak. That's been going on in Ohio. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. But measles has been spreading. There's been about 82 cases of measles in central Ohio, all of whom are children that have gotten it. And the headline with CBS News said that more than half are unvaccinated babies and toddlers, which to me means almost half are vaccinated and are still getting it. But they've clarified a little bit, and now they believe almost all of them are under-vaccinated for measles. Columbus Public Health first announced the investigation about November 9th. There were 4 confirmed cases in a child care facility in Franklin County. All of those cases, they said, were among unvaccinated children with no travel history, of those 4. Then there were many more sites. The number has spiked. As of yesterday, there's been at least 82 cases, including 32 hospitalizations. All of those cases are among children 17 and below, 94% infecting infants, babies, and children up to the age of 5. Nobody's died, thank God. They say it appears that all of the children are at least partially unvaccinated, meaning they have only received 1 dose of the necessary 2 doses of the MMR. 4 children, unknown vaccination status. Children are recommended to get their first dose at about a year of age, and then their second one between 4 and 6 years old. So, measles, and we've spoken about this, and I'll tell you what I think in terms of the quote-unquote misinformation. They're using that term, and I hate when they do that because it's such a buzzword for SEO, the search engine optimization, but I'll tell you what's going on. But basically, just to run down measles is a virus caused by the rubella, and you can get it from respiratory droplets, being in the same room, somebody breathing or spitting on you. The symptoms could appear 10 to 14 days after exposure. Usually it comes with a fever. You could get this rash that's very, very small, not big and blotchy, but a lot of little ones that can go throughout the whole body. They're usually flat. You have a dry cough, runny nose, eyes are red, sore throat. These little Koplik spots are white spots with red backgrounds in the inner cheek of the mouth. So we could diagnose measles. We don't even need a blood test if we see these spots. Most cases go away on their own. But unfortunately, some people could get inflammation of the brain, and it could even cause death. So there's a 2-dose MMR vaccine. It's supposed to provide 97% protection. And the CDC wants all children vaccinated with it, especially if you're traveling. Make sure your family's fully vaccinated. If you've had the measles, you don't necessarily need vaccination. A lot of people who grew up in the 50s and before, because the vaccines came out in the 60s for this, most of them have an immunity. But if they've never had it, they could still be at risk. So my panties all get all up in a bunch when I see these headlines talking about vaccine misinformation. If a parent is not vaccinating their child, okay, doesn't anybody want to get a better idea as to why? We have been, over the past 3 years, bombarded with the concept that people believe misinformation, meaning they're dumb, meaning they're not educated. And if they were educated on the COVID vaccine or the measles vaccine or another vaccine, and they had the education, they would get it. Now, that might have some partial veracity to it, but has anybody even asked parents why they might be considering not vaccinating? I vaccinated my kids, but I asked parents who didn't want to vaccinate why. What is it about it? Well, I had a bad reaction to a vaccine. I don't want to take my chances. I don't want my child taking that chance. Is that misinformation? If a parent is worried about a side effect, that's not misinformation. Now, somebody could say, well, it is misinformation because the rate of side effects is so much lower than the rate of non-side effects. But it's not misinformation. If somebody thinks there's a 0.00001% chance, they're not wrong. In science, that means there's a risk. You know, when you take medication, a pharmaceutical, there's a whole slew in the prescribing information, whole slew of side effects that get listed. And how they come up with those is if anybody in the study reported any of those symptoms, they have to include it. Because they can't say 100% if it was something else. So if somebody says there's a risk to a vaccine, albeit I don't mind the risk, I'll take the risk, I want to get vaccinated. But if that person says that, they're not wrong. That's not misinformation. If a child got a vaccine, when my son did, he was on the floor lying there listless. I almost had to take him to the hospital. I don't know what the hell happened. We still gave him his vaccines. And boy, did I pray and pray every time. I still do. Every time they get a vaccine, I pray and I just hope they don't get a reaction. But if a mom said, look, my child reacted really badly to the first shot, not the second, that's not misinformation. When it came to COVID, having somebody in our town have a severe blood clot and her having to be flown to a city that could assist her in trying to save her life and get her back on her feet and walking again, that's not misinformation when you say, you know what, I think I'm going to hold off for a little bit. So I need the media to stop saying misinformation. Misinformation to me is, well, if I get the vaccine, then I'm going to grow a third testicle. That I don't have any evidence for. I haven't seen any evidence for. That to me is misinformation. If somebody gives me the vaccine, I am going to be tracked by the Communist Party in China. And that, I believe, it's a theory. It's a theory that many people are entertaining, but I might consider that under the misinformation. But saying, I don't want to be the one in a million who get a side effect, that is not misinformation. And so, if public officials want to return to a more robust vaccination protocol, quit insulting the parents and calling them stupid. That's not going to make them run their child in. In fact, it's going to make them more cautious and suspicious of you. I told you, the reason why I was against the mandate, I don't think you should force anybody to get a COVID vaccine, but one of the big side effects and issues that we were going to have, which I predicted and we did have, is people would distrust the vaccine. Once they said everybody needs to get it, just get it. I don't care if people are passing out, having anaphylaxis, everybody get it. That already started to make me nervous as a doctor. What they should have said is, hey guys, this is killing people. Here are the bodies. The hospitals are overwhelmed. We have a vaccine. All right, we're getting it. We suggest the sooner the better. But it's your choice. We're not going to force it. But this is why. That's less suspicious. Having a president say, if you get the shot, you won't get COVID, that's misinformation. The other thing, too, is many parents, they don't go to the doctor anymore. They're online. They see doctors online. They don't take their kids into the doctor, so they're not getting their vaccines. That's not misinformation. They don't see a doctor. Don't call it misinformation if it's not misinformation. People are not going in for their doctor visits. I have parents all the time. They call with their kids, difficulty breathing, some issues, and I go, what did their pediatrician say? Oh, I haven't taken them in to see their pediatrician. Well, I'm not going to be able to solve the problem over the phone. You've got to take them in, then take them into urgent care. Fewer and fewer children see their pediatrician. Maybe it's the pediatrician's fault for not having, you know, accessible hours, not having enough staff, being overwhelmed with patients that they can't see everybody. And many parents out there feel it's a lot of vaccines getting stuck in their kids. I don't want to see anybody getting measles. We've done a really good job. But something else that needs to be entertained is, are we getting measles from the border? I know we're getting diseases come across the border. Nobody wants to talk about that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It'll be another day or more before we learn more from law enforcement about Brian Koberger. He's the criminal justice grad student accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Koberger's expected to waive extradition at a hearing tomorrow in Pennsylvania and could be back in Idaho as soon as tomorrow night. The 118th Congress convenes tomorrow in job one for members of the House, choosing a speaker.
We need to get a speaker because before we can move on, even get any of the freshman members sworn in, you have to have a speaker. You've got to have rules that you're following.
Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne on Fox News. Several reports say California's Kevin McCarthy still doesn't have enough votes to win the speakership. Wet mess all over Northern California, especially San Francisco, thanks to the weekend storm that dumped historic amounts of rain on the region and snow in the mountains. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the new year brings cold temperatures. It's cold. And every year I have to warn you guys about hypothermia. Many of you struggled with the most recent storm, especially in Buffalo. And we forget how deadly the cold can be. For New Year's Eve, people are wearing the cutest little shoes and the cutest little dresses and really good-looking outfits. They don't want to wear their thick, ugly winter coat. So, unfortunately, New Year's Eve, people froze, or people freeze all the time. And so, if you're not going to be wearing your gloves, your galoshes, your thermal underwear, your ski mask, your goggles, your winter coat, and earmuffs when you go outside to party, you could be at risk for hypothermia. CDC estimates 1,500 deaths each year occur due to hypothermia. So hypothermia is a dangerous drop in your body temperature, and it could occur within minutes. When last week they were saying to be careful with the winter storm, because in 10 minutes you could already sustain hypothermia, it could be faster for some. Don't just set a timer and say, I'm good for 10 minutes. For some, it could happen within 1 minute. Hypothermia starts setting in usually if your body lowers its degrees to 95. You'll have shivering, increased respiratory, heart rate, confusion, sugar glucose stores get used up. So sadly, that makes matters worse because your body is trying to use as much energy to keep the body warm. We spoke a lot about frostbite and frost nip, where early frostbite is frost nip, where the blood is shunting from the fingers and the toes and the ears and the penis to the heart and the brain, such that you could lose your fingers and toes and penis and things like that that are out there and not getting the blood flow staying warm. So symptoms of hypothermia could be looking pale, as the blood is shunting, shivering, muscle contractions, difficulty walking, inability to dress or remove clothing. That's a great sign. If you want to know if your buddy is getting hypothermic, ask them to zip or unzip their coat. And if they can't do it, they can't get their fingers and wrap their fingers around it, that's a sign. They might be stumbling, having difficulty speaking, walking. They may just not care. You'd be like, dude, look what's going on. What? I don't care. Or not say much. That could be a sign that they're hypothermic. In fact, oftentimes it mimics looking drunk. So New Year's Eve is always scary because people look sloshed while they're standing out there. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have the fireworks on the strip, and people are out there in the cold, freezing their butts off, drunk. And I don't like to talk when I'm cold. When I'm cold, I'm just kind of just standing there and trying to stay warm. But if somebody's next to you not talking, that could be a sign they're hypothermic. They might be stammering. They might confuse their words, slur their speech, have a slow reaction time, say they're hungry, appear sleepy, look uncoordinated. Don't just say, dude, how many shots did you have? They could be hypothermic. So it's not cool. So if you do suspect hypothermia, you need to call for medical assistance. You need to bring them indoors, put them in dry clothes, cover them in warm blankets, and wait for paramedics to arrive. You could warm the central parts of the body with warm water. Don't use hot. Don't put boiling water on them. Avoid electric blankets because, remember, the skin is very delicate and already weakened because of the shunting of the blood. So you need to be very careful what you put on the skin. Not too hot of water. Hot water can be caustic. So I would use more warm water. Alcohol increases it. People, dry January is a great thing, but a lot of people aren't dry. They're not avoiding alcohol. They're drinking. So alcohol, sadly, can be an issue. So if you are going to be outside and it is cold weather, all right, wear multiple layers of clothing. Know your local weather ahead of time. Bring an extra pair of dry socks. Very easy to stick in your pocket, jacket pocket, purse. I know people don't, I don't wear socks because I'm wearing heels or something, but I'm going to be, wearing boots this weekend, and that's just, I wear boots anyway throughout January, so extra layer of socks. Try not to get wet. Don't let anybody splash you. Change your clothes if you work up a sweat. A lot of us are getting hypothermic because we're shoveling snow, and you get sweaty. When you get sweaty, you get wet. Always check with your medical provider. There's a lot of medical conditions that could predispose you to hypothermia, like low thyroid, and there's a lot of medications, narcotics, sedatives that could put you at risk for hypothermia. Keep an eye on your children. Keep an eye on your pets. Keep an eye on your older individuals. Those with intellectual disabilities, got to keep an eye on them because they could sadly get sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people are worried about what their electric bill and energy bills are going to cost. The Democrats claim that the Inflation Reduction Act is going to help everybody. But what experts are saying is, no, we're going to be paying more. There are taxes on oil and gas development, taxes on crude oil. That could be passed on to consumers. President Joe Biden signed the act into law in August. That's $473 billion of new spending on climate and health care. I'd like to see the hospitals. I don't see any new hospitals. I don't see any new medical centers. I'd like to see that. Middle-class Americans, though, are going to pay new taxes. Biden said he is not going to raise penalties on people earning under $400,000. But experts are saying, no, it will lead to taxes because the costs are going to be passed down. The bill includes $430 billion in spending, raises $737 billion over a decade in revenue, and projected to shave $300 billion off the deficit. That always confuses me when they say, if we're going to spend this money, it'll take money off the deficit. And I know they do some fancy tap dancing saying, look, guys, but here, you see, we're going to increase this growth, this is going to bring in this revenue, and I just don't buy it. And like, nothing ever seems to pan out. The House passed at 220 to 207 party line, squeaked through the Senate 51 to 50, and it does boost and bolster a lot of social programs from Biden's Build Back Better. They said it raises $265 billion by allowing the government to renegotiate with drug companies for lower Medicare prescription costs. That's nice. Its climate provisions include $369 billion, are supposed to cut carbon emissions by 40% from earlier levels. They also extend Affordable Care Act subsidies totaling $64 billion. So my health insurance is going up to $1,800 this month. $1,800 for three of us, because my older boy, he's has insurance through work. So basically what the subsidies do is you guys can charge as much as you like, and for those who qualify, we'll just help pay your high rate. They did nothing to lower health care costs. It did for the people who get the subsidies. But $1,800 a month for health insurance with a bad deductible? Come on. For climate, as I said, they're going to try and cut carbon emissions. There's a new excise tax on stock buybacks. There's a natural gas tax that's going to increase household energy bills, they say. The tax hike, according to the American Gas Association, is a methane tax that could result in a 17% increase in the average family's natural gas bill. So whenever these companies have to pay more, it gets passed on to your eye. Everybody's touting, look, we raised wages for Americans. We raised wages. Well, what did every restaurant, retail store do as a result? They raised prices. So you're paying more. And we're going to continue to pay more because there's no way to roll back the salary hikes. Same thing with the taxes. Biden said, I'm not going to raise taxes for those of you making $400,000 per year. He could say, you see, I didn't do that. But if you're paying more anyway, yeah, you did have to pay more. So, yeah. Not sure how to save money when it's this cold and we need our heat. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Southwest Airlines has just given us an update, and they say they are planning for their schedule to, quote-unquote, return to normal tomorrow. Apparently, they are eager to return to a state of normalcy with minimal disruptions. I think they only have 39 flights canceled officially on the FlightAware. I love using FlightAware because it kind of gives you up-to-date information on where flights are and cancellations. But they said, we are encouraged by the progress we've made to realign crew, their schedules, and our fleet. Employees are working around the clock to help customers and crew members. Our crews are showing up in every way throughout this challenge. We're grateful for the heroic efforts. So they have about 2,300 flights canceled as of today, which is about 58% of its operations. It's better than yesterday and the day before, but still it's a lot. And so over the past week, they've canceled over 15,000 flights. That's a lot of individuals. And mind you, some of them might be the same people that were supposed to fly out and fly back. Unfortunately, many of the cancellations happened when they were already on their trip. So Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan had apologized a couple times for the travel nightmare, saying the carrier will look to help customers who suffer from delays, cancellations, and lost baggage. As I've said, there might be some reimbursement even for delayed baggage, might be some reimbursement for your hotel and food. Keep the receipts. For those of us that have an upcoming flight on Southwest and you booked it already, hopefully that price is locked in. For those of you that are thinking, I need to get my flight, and Southwest is usually the carrier I take, you might want to consider getting it before the prices go up, because if Southwest has to make good on all those receipts, there is going to be millions upon millions of dollars they're going to have to shell out in addition to the, I don't know how many millions, maybe billions of dollars that have to be reimbursed over the lost flights. And then on top of that, Pete Buttigieg says they're finally on the case, which I think they could have been on the case before this all happened. And they might, who knows, after their investigation, they might even fine the airline. I hope they don't. We don't need any more cost being transferred to us. But apparently the statement says we are encouraged by the progress they've made. They say we know even our deepest apologies to our customers, to our employees, and to all affected through this disruption only go so far. They set up a page at southwest.com travel disruption for customers to submit refund and reimbursement requests for meals, hotel, alternate transportation, as well as to connect customers at their luggage. A lot of people have not had their underwear. They have not had their, they've not had their medicines. This is some pretty scary stuff. So, under the frequently asked questions, people may ask, and some of you have asked, how do I get my reimbursement for rental car, food, hotel? They said, if you have been impacted by a flight cancellation or a significant flight delay between December 24th and January 2nd, you may submit receipts for consideration via email on southwest.com. We will honor reasonable requests for reimbursement for meals, hotel, alternate transportation. Now, if you decide to take out a Four Seasons presidential suite, I don't think they're going to pay for that. But they might pay for the Motel 6. Can't say for sure. But if you could only get the presidential suite because no other seats were available, who knows? Maybe they will consider it. Where's my checked luggage? All right. They say we recognize many of our customers are currently separated from their belongings, and we're working to resolve the situation as quickly as possible. If you have not received a communication regarding your luggage, please fill out this form to help expedite reuniting you. So then there's a form, and you have to do your reservation, your email, your phone number, your departure airport, the bag manufacturer. If you don't know that, no big deal. It doesn't have the star next to it, but the star for that means it's a necessity to fill out would be your bag type. Was it a briefcase? Was it a military-style bag? Was it a box? Was it a suitcase? And then, of course, the color. And then how do you want your bag delivered? Pick up at airport or do you want it delivered to you? Keep in mind, that's going to cost them a lot of money, too. May extend to our future prices. If you're receiving an error message when you attempt to rebook, what do you do? They say customers can be reaccommodated no charge, provided that travel is completed within 30 days of the originally scheduled itinerary and no changes are made to the originally reserved city pairs. High demand may impact the functionality of the website. So the problem with that is if you were flying to Cleveland and instead you're like, you know what, that's fine. I'm just going to go to Cincinnati and do the drive. Just get me to Cincinnati. That may not cover you. You have to go back to the city where you were going to go. I'm experiencing long hold times when trying to speak to an agent. They say they have high demand. If you are not traveling within the next 72 hours and can wait to call, please do so. So basically they're saying get the hell off the phone. Get off the phone if your flight isn't for another 3 days. I can't find flights with seats available when I attempt to rebook. What do I do? They said with so many different ways to rebook, And many customers seeking reaccommodation, flight ability may change throughout the day, encourage you to keep looking. So it's still a mess. Not very easy, but, you know, I would, you know, many people say, I don't want the credit, I want the refund. I think they have to. If they canceled it, they have to. It's what's going to be a little tricky is how much reimbursement you get. But mind you, you know, some of you, if you had to get a rental car, if you had to, that should get reimbursed. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So officials in Buffalo, New York are facing questions about storm planning and response as we are hearing that I think National Guard and responders are going door to door to see if anybody died. And we're expecting, sadly, the death toll to climb. In Erie County, New York, the death toll is at 37. 25 others died across 11 states as the winter storm hit the country. Many were killed in traffic wrecks or the bitter cold, but some of the deaths were also carbon monoxide poisoning. So now authorities have this grueling, gruesome task where they're looking at cars and sadly finding people dead in their cars or on snowbanks. The hardest hit was Buffalo. There was a six-day driving ban that has been lifted as of today, so grocery stores and other key services have reopened. Many streets are now passable. There's hundreds of pieces of equipment plowed. They hauled snow that day. Hopefully, you know, they were able to bring in people who could work, and thank God for our snowplow drivers and everybody who's working. It's the holidays. While other people get to be home, they have to now be busting their butts trying to find bodies and open things up for people to be able to enjoy their day. God bless them for doing it. But residents are bracing for what could be another winter headache. They're expecting flooding from the snow melt. Rain is forecast. The National Weather Service said basements could be inundated with creeks overflow. Pumps and sandbags are on standby, according to Governor Kathy Hochul. And the county has ample supplies and personnel to face flooding. That's what she says. Temperatures are rising to 50 degrees. So with all that snow and temperatures rising, they're expecting a bunch of water. And it's a common pattern after a storm. So the city is continuing to dig out and open. The main roads are now 100% open. Secondary roads each have at least one lane. And they are expecting, unfortunately, to uncover more storm victims, as you've seen some of the videos. They said there's 1,100 backlogged welfare check, 911 calls, and the stories are just scary. Of course, we need blood. If any of you could donate blood, go to your local Red Cross, go to your local Vitalant, go to your local One Blood, community blood banks, any of your blood centers to donate blood, because any extra supply that your city doesn't need can be shipped over there. Because obviously they're going to be struggling to get back and, you know, get the blood to the get enough blood from people who usually donate. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.